You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
La Punt with Sam Norris.
Hello and welcome to the Punt Podcast. We're looking ahead to quarterfinal number two on this edition as the last home nation's hope, Wales, take on Belgium on Friday night in Lille. 9-2 for Wales, 12-5 the draw and 3-4 for Belgium. We'll be hearing on this edition from both Darren McGovern on the chances of the Welsh and, of course, our resident Belgian expert Chris Mayer will also be joining us a little bit later on in the podcast. We'll hear the thoughts from both the guys there. Lee Phelps is back with another country file, this time regarding Wales. We've also got footy facts and quirky trivia along the way, so plenty to enjoy surrounding this Wales versus Belgium game, quarterfinal number two of the Euros. So let's kick things off, as we always do, with a fun football fact. And this one has a Scandinavian theme to it. Which nation has Sweden lost the most international matches to? That's which nation has Sweden lost the most international matches to? We'll have the answer to that fact a little bit later on in the podcast. But now we have to turn our attention towards Wales versus Belgium. And first up, Dave Kelmer caught up with Derek McGovern to get his thoughts on the chances of Chris Coleman's men.
Live betting commentary on every second of every game at the Euros, only on InPlay Radio at William Hill.
Let's move on to Wales versus Belgium. Wales are 9-2 to win the game. The draw 5-2 with Belgium in the betting at 8-11. Enhanced odds, Gareth Bale to score and Wales to win in 90 minutes was 6-1, enhanced to 8-1. Romelu Lukaku to score and Belgium to win in 90 minutes was 9-5 and is now 5-2. Belgium starting to realise their potential in this tournament, Derek. 4-0 winners in the last 16. That 4-0 win, though, they must have been flattered by that, because Hungary allowed them to do whatever the heck they wanted in that game. Didn't pressurise the ball, and Eden Hazard had a field day. Wales came through 1-0 in a drab match against Northern Ireland, didn't play their best, anywhere near their best, and were lucky to win in the end, Derek.
Yeah, they were shocking in that game. I was really disappointed with them too against England, to be honest. I mean, we saw how poor England are, and Wales were just camped out in defence. I mean, there's two very poor performances there, and you wonder how they've got this far, really. I mean, they've got this far because of the contribution of Gareth Bale. And if they are going to beat Belgium, it's going to be because of him. So the enhanced bet, the enhanced odds you've just been talking about, Bale to score and Wales to win in 90 minutes, was 6-1, now 8-1. Yeah, you know, instead of Wales at 9-2, I would put nobody off that. I expect Belgium to beat them, though. I've been a bit anti-Belgium because too many of their players were underperforming. I had a big bet before the tournament started on Hazard to be player of the tournament, because he looked at the end of the last two matches, the end of last season, to be coming back to something like his best, and at his best, he's as good as anything around. Hasn't quite fired until the most recent game, but I'm not sure you can draw too much from that, because as you rightly say, Hungary were just clueless. Belgium, I fancy to win this game, but 8-11, I think that's a little bit on the tight side. You know, Wales don't give too much away. You know what's going on? You know, they're going to be tight in defence, and I'm not sure the Belgian forward line is good enough, is guileful enough to break them down. It's a real problem for me, this game. I've been looking probably at the goals, because I think it will be a low scorer. I'm going to go for under 1.5 goals at 13-8, which is not giving much away, but that's been the story of the tournament, hasn't it?
It has, to a certain extent. And you mentioned Hazard's performance against Hungary. I thought he was absolute. I know Hungary did allow him to do whatever the heck he wanted out there, but he was absolutely sensational. When he gets the ball at his feet, Derek. He's so fleet of foot, weaving in between players, that you think, how did this fella go 8 months without a goal in the Premier League?
I don't understand it, because I love Eden Hazard. I think he's an absolutely fantastic player. Take Messi out, and I would rather have Hazard than and maybe take Bale out. I would rather have Hazard than Ronaldo. That's how much I rate him. Certainly not on the form of last season, I wouldn't. But when he was player of the season, it was just, you give him the ball and something would happen all the time. And he plays for the team, unlike Ronaldo. But I can't, you know, he ran the show against Hungary, but it was an odd game, that. If I thought he was back to that form, I'd be on Belgium all day longer, 8 to 11. But the Wales players are going to know all about him, and they ain't going to give him the freedom of the park like Hungary did. I wouldn't put anyone off backing him at 21 to 10 to score a goal, by the way, at any time. That seems pretty big for a player of his talent. But I'm going to go unders on the goals. I do expect Belgium to get through, but it might need extra time.
Okay, Belgium to win the game 8-11, the draw 5-2 with Wales 9-2. If you are looking at the qualification market, Wales 5-2 in the betting, with Belgium in the market at 3-10.
Derek McGovern there talking to Dave Kellner about Wales' chances in this fixture against Belgium. We'll hear things from a Belgian point of view very shortly, with Chris Mayer joining myself a little bit earlier on. But first of all, let's head back to Lee Phelps, who's going to tell us a little bit more about the country of Wales.
Welcome to Wales, where the letters K, Q, V and Z do not appear in the alphabet. This country has the longest place name in the world. I've tried to pronounce it, I've failed, so here's a Welshman. And it translates as the Church of St Mary in the hollow of white hazel trees near the rapid whirlpool by St Cilio's of the Red Cave. Whew. The world's first radio message was sent by Marconi on May the 11th, 1897, from a place just south of Penarth in Wales to a mast on Flatholme in the Bristol Channel. It said, "Are you ready?" Ross-on-Sea has, in St Trillo's, the smallest chapel in Britain, measuring just 11 foot by 8 foot and seating just 6 people. Wales has a population of around 3 million people. The population of sheep in Wales is 4 times greater than that.
Yeah, thanks to Lee there for another edition of Country Files. Now you know a little bit more about Wales. Now let's look at this quarterfinal from a Belgian point of view. Our resident Belgian expert, Chris Mayer, joined me earlier on to talk about Mark Wilmot's men and their chances in this fixture. Chris, the performance from Belgium against Hungary in the last 16, albeit the quality of opponent wasn't quite the same as what they're going to face against Wales, that was much more like it and much more what we expect from this Belgium side. And it was easily their most convincing performance of the tournament thus far.
Yep, I have to agree. I was very impressed with the performance against Hungary. There was just control throughout it, really, and they exploited the space particularly well. Every player that you'd expect to put in a really good shift for them, all the big names did, and yeah, came out 4-0 winners, and it's probably the best performance of Wilmot's reign, I'd say.
Has this gone some way to ease the pressure that was on Wilmot's, or is it again a case of they really need to be winning this Wales game as well?
I'd say it can't just be a flash in the pan almost. It needs to continue from this point on, because I think Hungary, as the game wore on, they just got more tired and it was kind of easy to exploit. I'm not sure Wales will offer as much chances as Hungary did. I think they need to focus on the task at hand.
Yeah, that's right. They weren't as well organised, the Hungarians, as we'd perhaps expect this Welsh side to be. So a different change of tactics, I suppose, is in order. And do you think Wales may need to match the blueprint that they tried to employ against England almost, and just try and sit back and frustrate this Belgian side? Because Hungary certainly showed that if you're not well organised, you will be picked to pieces.
Yeah, I think Italy showed exactly what you need to do against Belgium in the opening game. And Wales could adopt what they did against England. It's worth bearing in mind that Wales beat Belgium in the qualifiers to get here as well, by doing the same thing, by basically countering. And I think that's their best approach to the game, absolutely.
Okay, fair enough. Let's get stuck into the betting for this quarterfinal. And then Wales are 9-2. It's 12-5 about the draw. Belgium, our favourites for this one, just a shade of odds on at 3-4. We've got the to qualify markets as well. 5-2 here for Wales to qualify, and Belgium 130 on. As you quite rightly mentioned there, obviously the sides bumped heads twice in qualifying. A goalless draw in Belgium, and then Wales beat them by a goal to nil on home soil. You have to go back, in fact, to 2012, the last time Belgium beat Wales in an international match. Does that obviously give Wales more than a glimmer of hope here?
Oh, absolutely. They've shown throughout this tournament there's definitely that momentum behind them, and they know they can beat Belgium because they've done it before, and it's predominantly the same side. But it's going to be tough because Belgium are much improved from that time, and I think they also have momentum behind them as well from the Hungary game. So, yeah, tough one.
In terms of those three outright outcomes then, after 90 minutes, do you think Belgium will have got the job done by then, or is it going to be Wales to nick it, or of course the draw as well at 12-5?
Apart from the Russia game for Wales, I've not been massively impressed by them this tournament, but they've been pretty well organised. They've done enough to get through it, and I think Belgium are the real biggest side they've faced so far. So I think Belgium are going to win this in 90 minutes, to be honest with you.
Okay, that's in the betting at 3-4. As we mentioned earlier, there were loads of Belgian players that really came to the fore against Hungary that really impressed them. One particular one that I want to mention, Chris, is Eden Hazard. He's 9-1 to score in a Belgian win. And this was really the Hazard Chelsea fans have been looking for all season. He really turned it on against Hungary.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a thing that for Belgium, Hazard's never really hit the same heights he has done in his club career. It's finding it really difficult to, become the star man in the Belgian team. And that was by far his best performance for the national side that I can remember. And I think if he can put that again, do the same sort of thing, he won't be afforded as much space as we've mentioned in this game. So it's going to be more difficult for him to make an impact. But with him and De Bruyne in particular, if they can find space and create, and there's no stopping them, in my opinion.
Yeah, Eden Hazard then 21-10 anytime, 11-2 first or last. One of the players perhaps that didn't impress quite as much as we thought he might do against Hungary, Romelu Lukaku, cut him, a fairly frustrated figure for much of the game. He was then replaced by Michy Batshuayi, and I know it was referenced in commentary, the goal that he took was the ball that Lukaku had been craving all game. He just looked a little bit frustrated for me, the Everton man.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a fair comment. I don't think he played. I don't think he played too badly, but he did seem on the fringes at points in the game. And one thing that Lukaku's been criticised for when he's played for Belgium is his link up play with the rest of the players behind him. I thought that was pretty good against Hungary. So I think he will still get the nod here because of he's got more experience than Batshuayi, and you would think that Batshuayi is best used as an impact player because he came on and scored his first touch against Hungary. So I wouldn't necessarily change that. I think Wilmots hasn't really shown that much faith in Batshuayi until that game, and then brought him on just kind of a wild card almost. So I don't think he's got enough, experience in him to kind of go into a quarter final to lead the line yet. So I think Lukaku will get the nod, and Batshuayi would be a great option from the bench.
Okay, Lukaku 13-10 any time, then 7-2 first or last. If you do think Batshuayi comes off the bench, you can back him 5-1 to score the last goal in the game, which could be an interesting way in. Anyone else on your mind in terms of players to do the damage for Belgium?
To be honest with you, those are the main people. I've kind of backed them throughout the tournament. Hazard, De Bruyne, Lukaku are the three. We could well see a goal from a set piece as well. I think it could be one of those games where it's a bit edgy, so maybe a defender could, not want him. So.
Yeah, and on the Welsh side of thing, do you see Wales getting a goal? And if they do, can it possibly be anyone else other than Gareth Bale?
This is a question. I think Ramsey could be an option also. And the thing that Belgium have to worry about is the fact that Vermaelen is suspended for the game. So there's kind of a defensive reshuffle, and that could cause problems. There's been this talk about using Alderweireld and Vertonghen in centre-back, as they do for Spurs. And I think that's what Wilmots should do. Whether he will do or not, I don't know. But those two are at centre back, then Bale could be a bit preoccupied. So maybe Ramsey finds more space. I don't know.
Okay, and then just before we wrap up, Chris, just give us a quick summary of how you expect this game to pan out.
I think it's going to be a highly contested game. I think Wales will give it the best, but I just think Belgium are going to come out 2-1 winners at the end of it.
Okay, Belgium to win the game at 2-1 is in the betting at 8-1. Thank you very much for that, Chris, and enjoy the game.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, you've heard from Chris Mayer there. You heard from Derek McGovern earlier. What do you think? Wales 9-2, the draw 12-5, Belgium 3-4. A whole host of betting opportunities on the William Hill website. Just check that out. All the enhanced odds specials will be there for you. What do you fancy in this quarterfinal? Wales versus Belgium. Do let us know on Twitter at Will Hill in play. Check out at Will Hill Bet as well for another episode of All to Play For with Hayley McQueen and Joe Crilly. Plenty more previews as well to be found on social media. It's time now, though, for the answer to our earlier football question. We asked you, which nation has Sweden lost the most international matches to? And the answer is, of course, Denmark, who they've lost 40 times to in their history. But it's not all bad news for Sweden, as Swedish mothers are afforded the highest amount of maternity leave of any country in Europe. So not all bad news for Sweden. Thank you very much for listening to the Punt Podcast this week. Enjoy the game, Wales versus Belgium, and best of luck with whatever you're backing.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.